Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP. Austin's back in the studios. We are live again at Blur Events out here in the corner of 12th and Cass, connected to the Hilton Hotel, crossing CHI, CWS. A little bit of an update. Tennessee is blowing Florida State out. I think it's 5-0. A little bit of in-between innings there. But when we went into break, DP, we mentioned a team that hasn't really been relevant, at least in my opinion, since Craig James and the Eric Dickerson back in the, you know, late 80s, early 90s, and that's SMU. And I sent you the screenshot, Sleeping Giant. SMU Athletics has just announced that they have raised $159 million in 2023 and the first part of 2024. In comparison, for reference, Texas A&M led the nation with its $115 million raise just a short time ago, from 2022 to 2023. So there is some overlap and there is some realistic, I guess, comparison. What does this say about SMU? And then what does it say for the rest of the nation to possibly be on notice with a team that's really been off the beaten path for 20-some plus years, can go raise some money?
They had the run 4 years ago.
Yes, right. And then they had a little bit of peek your head up with June Jones and all them. Yeah,
right. They did a little whack-a-mole where they popped their head up.
Yeah.
And then got smacked back down once everybody started looking for them. But they are SMU. They are Southern Methodist University. And if you're not from that Dallas-Fort Worth area and don't know how much money is in that alumni base, to say this, that listen, the Pony Express changed college football. Business was being done in college football. Southern Methodist was so legitimate financially in how they were doing advanced business. They are the playbook for NIL. They always were.
Yeah, they had it. When you have a university that say, we got a payroll that we got to meet, I don't care what you do to the university, but we got a payroll for this team come Saturday.
Listen.
They doing NIL way back in before NIL was thought of.
They have a bag man department division. They have a bag man division. And now you have given them credit cards. You have given them Venmo. You have
cash
given
app.
Them cash app. And you have
anything else you want, Zelle or whatever it is.
Look, you took it. And to understand the depth of it, how Texas A&M, SMU, don't forget TCU. And the Bond. And
Baylor.
Baylor and Texas Tech. That in those schools, the depth of Texas football and basketball and baseball talent, that anybody that's going in there is only in the pool for the 7th through 12th best player.
Right.
Yes, they have a lot of them. But there's the thing. If you are from Texas, you don't want to leave. And if the money is better in Texas, if the money is bigger in Texas, right, like everything else,
yeah,
you're going to stay home. And it's going to cost everybody else a pretty penny to just visit. You're not going to bargain shop in Texas,
right,
when it comes to NIL. That's just not how it's going to work. You can go down and have success. You're one off. And, again, if you're Nebraska, you're headed down there. If you get one of each and it's in the top 10 or top 15,
that's
okay,
great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But also remember, Michigan's money is good down in Texas, too.
Yeah.
Ohio State's money is good in Texas, too. And they have more of it. And Nebraska is – look, this is the bat signal to the sky, the big glowing in the sky, calling all boosters and all sponsors to the table. Because we're in serious business now. When SMU says, man, we ain't worried about Nebraska.
Yeah. I think it's more or less a thing that it's letting you know that a school like SMU understands where college football is going. Now, number one, I think they just moved to the ACC, and then they made a big hire in the basketball for their coach. But then also I think that they understand, and I think it's good because TCU has had recent success getting to the national championship game in football, that TCU is essentially across the street.
Yep.
And that competition between those two schools is just as wow. – it's no different than Texas and Texas A&M. And it's a financial competition. It's an on-field competition. It's a brand competition. And it's a competition – within those sectors of Texas or of Dallas high school football, of who they get, and there is
competition. Those in between spaces,
it's
now
huge.
Have a bridge,
right? And they have a bridge, and they have options. And what they understand is they can put a stronghold. And I think it's also people also have to understand it's a Texas pride thing. So even though Texas feels like they're above everybody else, and then Texas A&M, and then you can argue between Baylor, TCU, Texas.
We didn't mention Rice, Houston.
Right. You can do all. All of them.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're going to protect Texas first. And so, what I mean is SMU calling.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Texas A&M and Texas and ask him about NIL, and they referenced Texas A&M for a reason.
Thank you, UT.
They are saying this is how we're going to do it because they aren't fearful of SMU, but they would rather SMU get the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, whoever they want versus somebody else. Because
Oklahoma State.
Exactly.
They want to align
the border of Texas with just Texas schools. And Texas
remember
money.
That 500-mile rule, right, that folks here talk about?
Right. Yeah, they're trying to do that in Texas. Yeah. And that's just and I just know that just from living in Houston, it's a Texas mentality. But also I think that for universities in the ACC, right, so ones that are in the middle, say like an NC State or those type, football-wise or just athletic department-wise, SMU says, listen, not only are we coming to your conference, we're here to make noise in every sport. And so that's what I think is a bigger thing. And yes, I got you here, texter off here off the stream. SMU is average, but they are telling you they are trying not to be average for long.
Yeah, I mean, remember that's what you have to. You have to. A lot of their issue, was the legal issues that they had,
and those long term ramifications are no different than hiring a bad coach like we went through in Nebraska. And, you know, whether you like Bill Callahan or love him or hate him or whatever, but those administration mess ups don't just go away when you have a new administration. Those things are foundation, like blueprints or handprints in there for that people long down the road have to pay for.
Well, their compliance is in play.
Right.
And here's the thing, from tax issues otherwise, and then cash issues.
Yeah.
The great distance between good and great is cash.
Yeah.
And you have talent.
Right.
Then it's just using your money to get that talent. Saying that SMU is average or basic, the Pony Express, I'm old enough to remember the Pony Express. I know what SMU can be in that building with the right resources.
And here's also a reference before we go to break, though. So I was listening to a podcast from Nevin Shapiro, the Miami Hurricanes, and they were doing NIL. But listen, I will tell you, they were doing NIL back when Chuck Foreman was playing.
Hey, man. So
that was way back in the 70s.
Uncle Blood got a call.
And listen, everybody was doing all right. Listen, that's why they didn't go home. And I'm going to tell you this. There's a lot of schools also that were doing NIL long beforehand. But Nevin Shapiro said this. They asked him why he went so hard against the University of Miami. He felt that he was betrayed. A lot of those kids that were thinking about transferring, he talked them into staying by mentorship, and then probably, you know, if it was a money thing and thinking about, hey, maybe you need another year before you go to NFL, here's some money, so forth and so on. But it was NIL before, because he felt in some way or fashion he was working with the athletic department for the betterment of their program through Bagman, as you like to say. Miami has paid for that since. Now they feel like they're on the uptick. Now when Cristobal came, he said, we need better facilities and we need more money. They've answered the bell on both. I was just down there last year with my dad going into the Ring of Fame.
Yeah.
SMU is trying to do the same thing. And they're trying to get guys in represented. And be on the lookout for Eric Dickerson being involved in their program on a more ready basis and more of a bigger basis.
He's a mover.
He still moves the needle, and he will bring it. And some of those big boosters that are there, that are second and third generations, he's already grandfathered in to go and get those big checks. And so I think it's one of those things that it's interesting for me at a school like SMU. It just seems like it comes out of nowhere. I mean, this is out of nowhere. $160 million for SMU is not something that they were doing just 2 years ago.
But I don't know that it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. We can't be surprised by the Pony Express.
I'm not surprised, but it's not a pattern. You expect it with Texas A&M because they're always going to try to match Texas. You expect it with Ohio State because they feel like they have to roster up to beat Michigan and be in a national powerhouse. SMU has kind of been like life-preserving a little bit, and then they just come up and say, listen, not, matter of fact, we got full-fledged swim lessons. We can handle the tough waters. Yes. That's why it's so interesting, because if SMU can do it, there's other – maybe not to that magnitude, because I feel like other schools might not have to do it to the magnitude.
But that's the standard now.
Yes, but
the standard has just been reset.
Right.
Whatever you were doing before,
Do it better.
It's not that.
Do it better.
You now
right.
have to
right.
elevate.
And that's where I'm at. Yeah. It might not be for dollar for dollar. Yeah. It's just do something different and do better. Let's just agree with that. Yep. But with that being said, we're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, DP. Again, we are live out here at Blur Events, 12th and Cass Street, CWS. Florida State is up 5-0. And this was after Florida beat the brakes off of Kentucky Wildcats 15-2. And then you got actually Texas A&M Florida again tonight after this. So we're going to take a quick break, come back again, 12th and Cass Street, Blur. Come see us. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin back in the studio. Old School, we'll be right back.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free to play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.